Hi there. Thanks for joining us on Creating Dementia Solutions. I'm Richard Pyatt. Our program is a Miles for Memories program. You see it here on Access Vision. You might be listening to us as a podcast, so make sure you like the Miles for Memories Facebook page so you're alerted when these episodes come available and you're able to listen right away. As you may know, if you've been with us for a few episodes now, we're focused on assisting the caregiver this particular year, 2024, particularly those of you who might be assisting your loved ones who are living with dementia. Today, we're going to talk about how important support is for the caregiver, and support groups are there to help. Linda Frost is with us today. She's a registered nurse and the Dementia Caregiver Coordinator at CareWell Services Southwest in Battle Creek. Hello, Linda.
Hello there, Richard.
And of course, a Miles for Memories volunteer, for which we're very grateful. Thank you. You know, I find it best to start at the beginning. So let's do that.
Okay.
What is a support group?
Okay.
Let's just understand that.
A support group is a safe haven for those that have lost their loved one and who are in grief and they are mourning, which means that they are talking, they are crying, they are seeking someone to listen to them and help them. And so that's where the support group comes in. They come in and then they share their stories. And oftentimes it's repeated, but it's definitely sharing their stories with others. And what we will see is they move from the pain to finally to see hope. Hmm. And that's what the role of the support group is also.
And there's power in sharing that particular experience with others who've gone through it.
Yes, it is. Yes. And it also in the caregiver group, because I facilitate the grief group and a caregiver support group.
Okay.
And it's the same thing. They are sharing their stories too. And it is grief and loss. You know, it's a loss of health and they are again trying to adjust to that. So it's kind of the same in both groups.
Yeah, I'm zeroing in on the caregiver idea just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So I presume that some of the things that a caregiver talks about in this safe space mm-hmm. has to do with their own feelings, which they may tamp down when helping a loved one with dementia.
Definitely. Yes, there's often a lot of guilt and shame because, again, they really don't understand the dementia. A lot of them don't. And so we try and help them understand, you know, what happens. And, you know, again, being a nurse, I'm able to do that. But, you know, to have them, especially if they're living with them 24/7,
yes,
it is a lot. They're not away from it at all. And so that really causes a lot of, they just become overwhelmed and they're isolated. They're not able to get out and socialize. So coming to a support group, they can socialize. And then you'll see a lot of friendships coming out of those groups. Then they become very close, supporting each other.
Right. And so when we talk about what happens in that setting, if we were just to talk about it functionally, for example, mm-hmm. folks are taking turns sharing their experience.
Yes, yes. Usually what we do is we, you know, say our name and then, you know, go around the group and they will share, you know, why they're in the group and what is going on. And then usually I'll have a topic. And again, sometimes, you know, we'll talk about it for a while and it might just veer off into other things. And it's really, when they're sharing with each other, this is what works for me. And they go, oh, I never thought of that. So they definitely, and they'll even share their phone numbers oftentimes too with mm-hmm. each other. So that's keeping, again, the socializing going, getting them out.
Yeah, that's
a break.
That's a support network that's
yes,
being created.
Definitely.
There. What would you say, Linda, to someone who is reticent to be that raw in front of people they don't know?
Yeah, actually, that just happened. I will meet with some families just one-to-one.
I see.
Because, again, if it's fairly new or if even the caregiver themselves has some health issues, and some are very shy, too, for whatever reason, their history, you know, as that happening to them. So I try to adapt to that. They don't have to talk if they don't want to in the group. We do respect that, and that is in our ground rules also. But eventually, usually, they might be on, you know, kind of the edge, and then all of a sudden they'll start talking. And then usually they're very talkative.
It's been waiting.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It sounds like that's a situation for some people where they have to have a comfort level.
Yes.
Build trust a little bit.
Yes, definitely.
That makes
yes,
sense.
Because they are sharing personal feelings and what's going on also with their loved ones. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Why should a support group be a professional one or led by a professional? Talk about that a little bit.
Well, for my caregiver support group, it really is helpful with me being a nurse that I can definitely, we can talk about assessing, we can talk about some medications. I never tell them what to do. I always say, refer back to your doctor.
Sure.
But, you know, we do discuss maybe side effects and that of some of the medications. I can definitely, you know the other illnesses going on also with them and help them. And then in my grief group, I am a certified grief educator. I took a 12-week course with David Kessler, who's a well-known grief therapist, and very intense and definitely an eye-opening experience.
Oh, God.
Definitely good. And so that has helped me also with that. And I've been doing that for 12 years. But the caregiver support group, that just for me being a professional and, of course, working at CareWell, that definitely has helped a lot.
I would imagine that you've seen caregivers and the caregiver support group also come to the grief support group.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that's a loved one they're caring for, there are challenges with caring for them, but there's also the effects on you personally,
yes, personally.
After having experienced some of the changes in their loved one.
Yes, the self-care, we really focus on self-care in the caregiver support group.
Mm-hmm.
I know they kind of look at you thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have time for this. Yes, you do. Because again, you have to take care of yourself, or that person will then have to be placed in a facility or someone else help. But usually it's a very small support group. We always are support for that person at home. We try and tell them you need to pull more people in. We talk about, you know, who might be able to help, but usually it's just a very small amount of one or two.
Yes, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And that is so important,
yes,
having that support.
Yes.
I would imagine that you meet people or people in the support groups, their situations advance to the extent that then you're recommending that they seek other services,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. That's happened in both groups. Yes, it's very important when I start to see that they have, you know, they may not be eating, they're not bathing, they're not, you know, just again, they're not taking care of their activities of daily living, taking care of themselves. Then that is a concern.
Sure.
Become very isolated in that and verbalizing a lot of helplessness and hopelessness and that. It's time to refer. So we have a discussion.
Yeah, right. These are thresholds with which you are familiar, having seen this.
Definitely.
Are there any other experiences that you've had in these groups that you can call to mind, general examples that were particularly impactful?
One in particular, it seems to be quite a frequent problem, is taking the keys away.
Yeah.
That is whether it's a male or female. And so we definitely had one lady that was unable to drive. So then she'd take the golf cart. So they had to take the golf cart away.
Oh, goodness.
And it was really something that was important to her.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely drove every day and had that independence and freedom.
Absolutely.
And so finally he had to sell the car because he thought he could drive it. and then she would sit with him, but she wanted to drive.
Yeah.
So that has been always a huge problem. Also, activities for people. I'm going to be doing a presentation on that at Willard Library this month. And it is definitely something that, even though they have different, you know, strengths, you try and, again, focus on the abilities, what they can do, not what they can't do.
Yeah.
And so that is important in music. So I always encourage that. A lot of people don't think about that, but music is something that usually helps the dementia folks. So yes, it's definitely helping people to learn to adapt in the caregiver group. They don't know what to expect, and that is really difficult too for them, but adapting, being able to do that.
Sure. Well, you use that music example, and I flash right away to the Tony Bennett story. I don't know if you saw that on, and maybe some of you saw that on 60 Minutes.
Yes, it was amazing.
He might not have known what had gone on in the last hour, but if you started playing a song, he came out and sang that song.
Yes, yes.
Without an issue, which was an incredible statement about the impact of that.
Right.
And that's a singer. Imagine just those of us who hear a song and and we sing it to ourselves.
Yeah, and usually they'll either move their hands or their feet, and they may have just been dozing, you know, in their chair, and you put music on and they are right there. Even if they can't talk, they can mouth, their lips will move. It is amazing.
That is amazing. So, Linda, how do we express interest in joining one of these or both of these support groups?
Yeah, just call your area agency on aging.
Yes.
CareWell Services,
yes.
And call, and definitely they will get them in touch with me and we'll talk.
So there is a process, I should ask, where you'll chat with folks who express an interest, or maybe sometimes they haven't expressed an interest, but you see it could be used.
Right. Or they have taken maybe the Powerful Tools for Caregivers group or the Dementia Series group and that, and then they think, oh, I'm going to go to the caregiver group. So they do, they may come to that too. So our door is always open.
All right. Well, that's CareWell Services Southwest in Battle Creek. And certainly if you're listening to this elsewhere, your area agency on aging is what you want to search for, and they likely will have similar resources. So think about that, and particularly if you are a caregiver, we underscore once again what Linda said about the importance of that support in that setting with folks who understand what you're going through. Linda Frost, thank you very much for this.
Thank you. Thank you.
CareWell Services, where Linda comes from, and we're here for Miles for Memories with Creating Dementia Solutions. Take a look at milesformemories.org and take a look at the technology, among other resources there. Tremendous advancements made in the Safe Return and Help Home programs. Click on those at milesformemories.org and check those out. And if they're good for you, order them. I'm Richard Pyatt. Thanks for being with us.